Tuesday today, the 15th of September already. Christmas is just around the corner, and here's a good gift that you could buy. Your kids, or your friends' kids, and, well, it's, you know, kids slash adult, really. The game is called The Art of Conversation. And one of those responsible for bringing this thing to the world is Louise Harland, and she's on the line. Louise, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thank you. You're travelling around the countryside promoting the game.
I am.
How long ago did you guys invent this, yourself and Keith?
Well, Keith and I launched an all-ages edition of this in 2006, but the children's has only been out a little while, and it's just being launched in New Zealand now. So it's a very new thing, and in a way it's a very old-fashioned thing too, but it's about getting back to basics, really.
Yeah, is that where it comes from, the lack of ability some people have to have a conversation?
Well, it's crazy. The experts have agreed that children are starting school with less vocabulary and grammar than ever before, and they're putting this down to less exposure to conversation with adults because we're all rushing around and kids are in and out of daycare and school and they're emailing and they're SMSing and they're Twittering.
Yeah, Twittering.
Which is all great, and I do it all myself, but we still need to be able to communicate with our nearest and dearest.
Yeah, they would rather sit at home and in front of the computer or just text each other than they would actually go out and see each other now.
And it's not the same thing, you know. It's just not the same as actually learning about other people and learning how to listen, learning how to disagree without being disagreeable, and learning things from your parents and your older people in your family without learning it that old-fashioned way, you know, when I was young, which is an immediate signal to turn off, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They're missing out, though.
They are missing out. Well, we're all missing out because we're missing out on learning about our children as well.
Yeah, where are they? What are they doing?
And LOL, you know, I'd rather hear them actually laugh out loud.
LOL.
No, I'd like to hear that.
LMAO.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm not
is it something you eat?
No. All right, now tell us how the game works.
There are different ways it can be used. There are 9 different ways to play. There's competitive way, there's a non-competitive way, and ridiculous as it seems, there's even a solo method. So it can be played interview style, it can be played know about the other person style, but the way that I like best is just bringing up some of the conversation starters that are in the box. There are over 200 conversation starters.
Yep.
And
on the wee cards.
On the cards.
Yep.
There's a guideline book about etiquette, how to talk, how to listen. One of my favourite lines is, listening is more than being quiet while the other person is talking. Everyone gets a chance at being the boss and enforcing these manners. And so everyone's equal. It's not the adults talking down to the children. It's just sharing your thoughts. It's kind of a little bit like Trivial Pursuit, but the beautiful part of it is you already know all the answers because it's about you. So it's not general knowledge. Well, it is in a way. It's general knowledge about yourself.
Should we give them an example, Louise?
Well,
are you ready?
Yeah, sure. One that I really like the answers to is, and that come out is, a game you played as a child that didn't cost any money.
Okay, I used to play, I don't know if it's PC to do so these days, when we were kids we used to play things like war games.
Yes, well, and I see they're still selling slingshots here.
Well, no, we used to make our own little wooden guns.
It's fantastic.
And run around in the bush.
Hmm.
And there's no snakes over here, you see, Louise? There's no danger?
There's no danger. And even if there was a bit of danger, you know, you're still okay, aren't you?
Yeah.
You pulled through. And how many of you, was it you and all the neighbourhood kids running around in a tribe?
Yeah, it was.
Parents didn't know where you were.
No, but, you know, home for tea.
Home for tea. Exactly. Yeah. Start getting dark, home for tea.
What about yourself? What's a fun thing to do that doesn't cost any money?
Well, I remember at that horse mad girl age, when my dad had mowed the grass, we used to gather up the lawn clippings and make hedges and lay out planks. And it's funny, I've only just sort of remembered this, and get bricks, and we'd set up a show jumping course in the backyard and then gallop around.
What, on your horses?
No.
Just imagine your head horses.
Just on our legs.
And you're going, yee-haw!
Yeah.
Your hands are out like you're holding the reins and you're giving yourself a little tap on the bum.
That's exactly the picture. You've got it. And a whole lot of us girls would go around and someone would be the judge and award the rosettes, which we would make.
Yeah, there you go.
And, I mean, kids look at you and they think, you what?
Yeah, I know.
But it's kind of good because it's better than starting a story with when we were young.
That's right.
And I really believe social skills too need to be taught in schools. That's our other bandwagon. You know, we teach children the names of rivers and dates of history and we don't teach them what's really the most important thing for their life, which is how to communicate with other people.
And here's how you can do it. Look, this is the these are on sale here now?
They are. I think they're in the bookshops is the major place that sells them.
Check out all the good bookshops in town. The Art of Conversation, Talk, Listen, Learn, 200 Brilliant Conversation Builders and Little Starters for Young People and Above. This is a children's edition I've got here, but, you know, adults play the same, can play the kids' game, kids can play with adults, and there is also an adult version. When I say adult version, I mean adult as in, you know.
All age.
Yeah, we're not talking anything dodgy here.
No, we're not in the least. I mean, there's probably a little bit of scope for dodgy in the adult one if people had it that way, but I can't help what they think. It's all very clean and we have it on your coffee table.
Louise, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Chris.
You have a nice trip around the countryside.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Great to talk with you. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye. 3560986. I have a copy of The Kids One here. 3560986. The Art of Conversation. Look for it in a bookstore. Ahoy there. Burnsy here. With the help of my friends at United Travel, we want...